Thank you for your invitation on making the investigation of mindfulness as this open kind of exploration. You did speak a little bit about the pranayama breathing style, but in cultivating mindfulness and exploring the mind stilling, at what point, or could you speak a little bit about the utility or usefulness in intentionally breathing or using the breath as a means of calming the mind if, as we notice, the breath is short and quick and the mind is agitated? Is there a time and a way to intentionally cultivate that activity?
Yeah, absolutely. Although it's not as formalized or structured or as intricate as, say, yogic Indian pranayama traditions and techniques, still it's important to learn to pay attention to what happens when I modulate the breath in a way that helps to settle or to become more clear or to be more energetic, because sometimes just by like I remember Ajahn Chah sort of saying, well, you know people, so one of the problems people face is their mind is really restless and is thinking a lot. He said, that's really easy to deal with. Just breathe in really deeply and don't breathe out. He said, that restless mind will stop. So it's like using the breath to kind of grab that attention. And because sometimes with like restless thinking, it just is sort of, it's just this impulsive thinking. So sometimes just using your breath in that way, really making, attending to the deepness of the, making sure it's a really deep breath that really fills the body. And then let's say, because there is, in the Anapanasati discourse, the Buddha talks about one being aware of the whole body, but then also of calming the bodily formations. And the bodily formations are synonymous with the in-breath and the out-breath. So that calm is consciously calming the in-breath and out-breath in a way that helps the whole system to become more calm. And sometimes one needs to, because sometimes you can be sitting and you get too calm, and you get kind of dull and drifty. It's somewhat pleasant, but it's not very alert and not very mindful. So then sometimes just really using a bit forceful breath for a few breaths, and then reestablish mindfulness. It sort of picks it up. So you can be using the breath, playing with the breath, and paying attention to how to skillfully modulate the breath, because it is it's our closest experience to us on a moment-to-moment basis. But as I said, it's hard for me to compare to pranayama. I don't have any skill in it. I've dabbled in it as a young monk when you're trying to learn everything, but it's sort of outside of my realm of experience. So but I think certainly in pranayamic traditions, one you're trying to do is bring up energy and concentration.